European leaders tell Greece to hurry up and wait.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. European Union inspectors will visit Athens tomorrow. The same day, the Greek parliament faces a key vote to keep the government there in power. European leaders over the weekend said they would wait until next month before deciding on Greece's latest bailout loan. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis filed this report.
For the last 3 weeks, young protesters have swarmed the square across the street from the Greek parliament. They play drums and chant slogans with choice swear words to describe their politicians. They don't support the budget cuts. In fact, they want Prime Minister George Papandreou and his government to step down. Papandreou reshuffled his cabinet last week and is vowing to stay in office. Kostas Ifandis, a political science professor at the University of Athens, says the current government may survive tomorrow's vote, but that doesn't mean it will survive much longer.
As things stand today, an election might be the best course. There is no point in proceeding like that with a government that is politically dead.
And a future Greek government may not support the major cuts the rest of Europe wants, and that would be a nightmare scenario. Without those cuts, Greece could default on its massive public debt as early as next month. In Athens, I'm Joanna Kakissis for Marketplace.
Well, the people who are in charge of internet addresses today voted to free domain names from the restriction of a .com or .org. The International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, wrapped up its meeting in Singapore, and Peter Dengate Thrush is the chairman of the board of ICANN. He supported the decision, and he's with us now. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. What am I going to notice different about the internet now that the voting is done and you guys agreed to do this?
Within a year or so, you'll have a totally different landscape. You'll be looking at domain names ending in .pizza, .movie, all sorts of things, as we've introduced consumer choice and some competition for .com.
And why did you do this?
Well, because the community asked for it. If you're a major brand owner, for example, then you don't want to necessarily be in .com or .org. You want total control of brand, and you can strengthen your brand. Browsers will eventually know that if they want to reach this particular product, then they're going to go to the .brand.
Would I be able to buy, say, .chiatakis? Not that anyone would be able to spell that, but would I be able to do that?
Well, you can certainly apply, and if you can prove to us that you're not going to break the internet, and if you can, if you can go through the evaluation processes that we've set up, we're talking about installing a registry on the running internet. So you need to satisfy us that you're a competent operator, and you're going to meet our security requirements and our business requirements, so that you're not going to defraud customers and all the usual sorts of things. If you can meet those tests, then sure, you can have it.
Well, we certainly don't want to break the internet, so.
Certainly don't.
Peter Dengate Thrush, chairman of ICANN's board of directors. Sir, thank you.
That's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower right now, especially in Europe. Oil is trading at about $91 a barrel today, down. Wall Street Friday, the Dow added a third of a percent, 42 points, to close above 12,000 at 12,004.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Egypt's prime minister has joined a growing chorus wanting to delay elections in that country. The fear is there's not enough time for political parties to come together. Big unions played a key role in the ouster of the former Mubarak government, but the Egyptian labor movement could have trouble going forward. Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancacci has been reporting on ways the economy could serve more people better. Today, he files this report from Cairo.
In Egypt, just crossing the street is an adventure. The country has one of the highest rates of traffic fatalities in the world, and driving is downright dangerous. Ahmed Hassan Suleiman Ali would know.
I drive from Ismailia to Merg. I drive from Ismailia to Qantara. I drive everywhere.
In fact, Ali's job is to drive for 24 hours per shift at the wheel of a 15-passenger minivan owned by a private bus company. Ali does it to sustain his wife, daughter, and baby boy. But who's looking out for his future? You'd think maybe his union. It's a holdover from the Mubarak regime, a union with close ties to the government, which Ali says is not serving members like him.
I pay for my union. I pay for taxes. I pay for insurance. I pay all what is required from me.
Yet if Ali gets into a wreck, he says he's on his own, and he'll be the one paying all of his medical bills. He's in Cairo today to let it be known that he needs the kind of union that makes sure there's health coverage. At this conference in Cairo, labor leaders are celebrating Egypt's new independent unions. More than a dozen have sprung up since the revolution, thanks to a law passed by the transitional military government. One is for public transportation workers, like Ali the bus driver. I spoke with its representative, Tamra Gandhi. Gandhi's first priority, to get what he sees as the ineffective government link union dissolved, its assets handed over to his independent union. But for these unions to be effective, labor leaders say they still need a freer hand. The military government issued a law this spring banning, get this, strikes. Officials had warned that work stoppages could, quote, lead to the deterioration of the nation's economy. It's an argument that resonates with some business leaders, but in no way with Ali, the bus driver. In Cairo, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, there are some people who are really, really creeped out by clowns. The official term is coulrophobia, and one circus in Britain is attacking people's fears head-on. The guy who plays Popol the Clown at the John Lawson Circus will introduce himself to people without his makeup on and then show how he gradually transforms into a clown, easing those people into the fun. Call it clown therapy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Egypt really wants to get its economy going. Businesses do, too, as long as they can stay under the radar.
People cannot afford the very high transaction costs that it takes to deal with the bureaucracy in any way.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Red tape fueling black markets next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.